Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Naso, post Shavuos Tavshin Pei. I'm going to try to connect every vort to Shavuos, as usually Naso is the Parsha that falls out right after Shavuos. So Lynch means Chisra Furush Shlema from Mordechai, Yaakov, Yudim, and Rivka, Besoch, Shechor Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Divrei Yol, the Satmar Rebbe, in the second Pasuk of the Parsha. Naso, Asrosh, B'nei Gershon, Gamheim, Reza, Asam, Lamashpachosam. Said the Satmar Rebbe, we know Chazal tells that Gam always comes to include. What's the Pasuk coming to tell us Gamheim? Says the Satmar Rebbe, such a beautiful vort. He says, we know when it comes to the B'nai Levi, that Gershon was the smallest. He was the smallest of numbers. And you might think that at the end of the day, it's not important. Says, they're not important. Says the Pasuk, Gam L'Rabos, to show you that they're also included. They're also special. V'she'en Orach L'Chashivus L'Mayis Kol Echam Yisrael, that every Jew has such tremendous value in the Rabbon Hashem's eyes. Every Jew is precious to the Rabbon Hashem. And this is something we expressed in the before Yantip and the Siv Hashem, who quotes from the Rebbe Ramaylech that every Jew is a letter in the Torah. And if the Gemara Menachos tells us that if there's one letter missing in the Torah, the whole Sefer Torah is puzzle. Every Jew is a letter. We have to know how chashuv we are to the Rabbon Hashem. Listen to these words of Rav Tzadok HaKohen and Kuf Nun Dalet. Kishem she'atzorach la'adam la'amin v'shperach she'pah Hashem isparach. Just like a Jew has to believe in Hashem, kach tzorach achach la'amin v'atzma. He has to believe in themselves. What do you have to believe? Rotzo lomar she'yesh la'Hashem isparach asik esik imo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants an esik with you. He believes in you. He wants to have a relationship with us. And we have to believe in the godol ha'chashivas of ourselves. This is literally the Avodah Zarah. Huttner said the Avodah Zarah of our generation is realizing that we don't have proper self-confidence. We don't have proper self-worth. You want to know what it's all about in our generation, says Rav Huttner? Self-worth, self-confidence. Not gaiva, not arrogance, but self-worth. Knowing who you are, you're a ben and a bas melech. Beautiful idea from the Satmar Rebbe. Gam coming to include in his Siv Hashom, every Jew is a letter. The Rav Tzadok, we have no Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to have an Esek with us. And Rav Hunter, moving on to idea number two, Rav Hunter said that then that's the Avodah Zarah, not believing in ourselves of our generation. Moving on to idea number two, the Godel Chashiv is a Kol Yehudi, we must believe in ourselves. Finally, now moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. We know 3 days after the Yartzeit, 3 days before, 3 days after the Yartzeit, it's still very special. So the Baal Shem Tov's Yartzeit was Zvav. So tonight being test, it's still very, very appropriate to say Torah from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So close to Galina. Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Zayin. I'm talking about the Soto woman who was suspected of suspicious behavior. V'la'akach ha'koyin ma'im k'doyshe b'chlit chores min'a'af ha'sher yiyah b'karka mishkan yikach ha'koyin v'nasan al-ma'im. One of the things that the Kohen has to do is to take these holy waters, put it in a pottery vessel, and make sure that you take some dust with it, and then put it in the water. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what's the deeper idea here? What's da'afka dust, and then put it in the water? So you know when it comes to Torah. Torah is referred to Maim. In Maim Ela Torah. Right? He's saying this is a Yisod for life. You got to have Torah and you got to have Maim. But what's the number one way you also have to have Maim here? You have to have Ofer. You have to have Umina Ofer B'lechaber Yachtov V'nosan El Maim. You have to take the dust and pour it into the water. What's the water? The water is a code for Torah. Because Torah without Anava is puzzle. Says the Baal Shem Tov, if you want to have Torah, you want to have Mayim, it's got to be with a little bit of Afar. And that's exactly what we said from the past few weeks, from the Kedushas Levi, and from the Rebbe Ramelech. Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. He didn't get the Torah from Sinai, he got the Torah from Hashem. No, he got the Midah of Anava from Har Sinai. He had the Midah of Anava from Har Sinai. Listen to what Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav. And Rav Shechter Al Torah, I highly recommend page 131. The Rav described how he felt as if Hashem revealed himself to him when he discovered something new in Torah, as if he perceived a glimpse of Elokus at that time. He perceived a piece of godliness, a description of the Creator. When he understood a new insight in Torah, he came into the presence of Hashem Mamish. This, the Rav felt, should lead the student of Torah to melt into insignificance, to be overcome by a profound sense of humility, never arrogance. Chas v'shalom, never not like who you are. But when the Rav got to something new in Torah, he became more humble. And that's what really about Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is saying in this pasuk. Want to take Shavuos with you? Make sure you become a more humble person after Shavuos. You want to be able to take the inspiring Torah with you? Make sure you become a little more humble. That's what Rav Tzadok says. V'nafshei karfa l'kol tiyah. When we take those three, we ask Hashem, our soul should be like dust. Then pesach libi b'sarchas. Then the Torah could open up into our hearts. And that's exactly what the Baal Shem Tov was saying. Mayim. You got to put the offer into the Mayim. You got to put the anava into the Torah. And then the Torah could be able to penetrate. And then that's exactly what the Kedusha Seva, the Rebbe Melech, and Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Tzadok were saying. Torah with Anova, that's true Torah, and that's Torah that will last. Moving on to idea number three. Hadim Nerathi comes to us from the Bikurei Aviv, otherwise known as Rabbi Yaakov Ari Miradzmin. The pasuk says by the Nazir, Vav Dalet, Kol Yimei Nizro, Mikol Asher Yasa, Negef Hanayam, Mechatzonim, Ba'adzog, Lo Yochel. He should make sure all of his days, he should make sure he shouldn't come to any wine, or any grapes, or any peels. Be very, very careful not to eat them. Says the Rebbe Rav Radzmin, what does it mean, Yimei Nizro coming to teach us? He says, Kol Yimei Nizro. What does it mean? That his entire days of Nazirus has to be like his beginning. Kol Yimei Tehiyah his Tahavuza, but also Dargaba Hachal B'Nazirus Nizro. It's got to be like is it from the beginning. When the first time you put on tefillin, and every morning should be like the first day. It's got to be with the same passion and the same drive and the same energy. It's got to be with the same lichtigkeit and the same fire that you have. With every single day you're the Nazir. And that's exactly what the Rebbe Radzmin said. When part of being Jewish, you have that same excitement, same what it means to be a Yid. Listen to this Imre Emes and later on in the Parsha. The Imre Emes says, some so quoted in the Imre Emes, some quoted in the name of his great-grandfather, the Chiddush Harim. In the end of the Parsha, talking about the Chanukas HaMazbech, for all the Nesim, it says, in Zion, Pei Dalet, Zos Chanukas HaMazbech, B'yom Himashach Osom. The Pasuk says, this was the day of the inauguration, on that day it was anointed, and four Pesukim later, Pei Ches, what does it say? Zos chagunav hamizbech acharihim eshachasa. It was this is the first year. This after it was anointed. So the first pasuk says biyom, and here it says acharei. What's pshat? Why over here pei dalet it says biyom, and then it says acharei. Said the Imre Emes. You want to know why it said on the day there and then after? It says that the Torah is teaching us that every day we have to make sure it was the same day as if it was anointed. Every day with the same excitement. Every day it was cherished with the same law and the same awe and love and commitment. And even acharei himashacho said they still felt the vibrations of the Chanukas HaMizbeach. And how important is it for us, maybe when it comes out of Shavuos, there's no greater representation of this. Because we know today was Yisro Chag, and the whole week we don't say Tachanun. Why? So the post can say the reason why we don't say Tachanun is because we can bring Tashlum and the Karbanos in the entire week. It's a Sheva Brachas. Everyone wants to say, oh, we just missed in Daf Yomi, talked about Matan Torah. We just missed it on Shavuos. It's not true. We're in the Sheva Brachas. We're talking about Matan Torah in the Sheva Brachas of Shavuos. We're not saying Tachanun because we're still celebrating Shavuos. We're not saying Tachanun because we're still celebrating the Chasta. We're Mamesh in the Sheva Brachas. And this is exactly what the Imre Emes was saying. Why does it say Beyom in Peidah and then Acharei in Peiches? Because even Acharei, they were still feeling the Beyom. They're still feeling the connection and the vibration of that fire. And that's exactly what the Rebbe Razmin said by the Nazir. Yemei Nizra means the same passion energy from the beginning. They had the same passion and you have to have it the entire days of Nazirus. Shizochem mentioned to take this idea. They're not only really be inspired when they're in the moment, but to take that inspiration and really try do our best every single time when we daven and we learn. We mamash feel like it's Matan Torah. We feel like it's Shavuos. We feel like we're in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. And obviously we're going to have those days where we don't, but we push ourselves to do our best. What a beautiful insight for the Rebbe Radzmin and the Emre Emes. Moving on to Adin number 4. Adin number 4, I saw quoted from Rav Biderman, Rav Melech Biderman, Shlita, in the name of the Beis Yisrael, the son of the Emre Emes. So if you look in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yod Beis, the Pasuk says by the end of the Nazir, by the Nazir, V'hizir la'ashem esemin Yisra v'hevi keves ben shosol yashem ha'yam ha'mishan yipol kitam in Yisra. Right, so the Nazir that was impure and he messed up, he has to start again. He should bring a keves and for the carbon chatas, for his carbon. And what should we be? His la'ashva yam ha'meisham yipul ki tamei nizra. His first days are shall be fallen aside. They're tamei now. And now Rashi says he has to start again. He has to start again. And the Beis Yisrael says Rav Yirmiyahu taught us a tremendous pshat regarding this halacha. They used to start again when they could become tamei for that first time. Beis Yisrael taught us that this halacha teaches us the ideal approach of Avodas Hashem. That when everyone fails in his resolves, if you might not be perfect, you don't just simply start mope and give up and get down on yourself and get depressed. You simply start over from the beginning and try again. That's why the pasuk says, "No, you get up and you start again." And then the Nazir starts again. And he starts a new count. And that's what the Beis Yisrael says. We learn from this teaching. Of this halacha in Nazirus. And maybe you didn't have the best day after the Shavuos. Maybe you didn't have the best day at this and that. But you don't mope. You learn from your lesson and you grow from it. Right? The Furtner said, the Pasuk says, in Shevi Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, Rav Yirmiyahu quotes in Mishlei, Chav Dalet, Shevi Yipol Tzadik V'Kam doesn't mean that the Tzadik falls 7 times. No.
The tzarek becomes a tzarek because you fall, but you get up from the falling. You get up from it. You get up from your failures and your challenges in your life, and you become a greater person. Like the Gemara in Brachos says, "B'makom shebaalei tshuva omdin ein tzadikim omdin." The place where the baalei tshuva stand, a tzarek cannot stand, because when we do tshuva after sinning, not chas v'shalom an excuse to sin, but when we take our past experiences, we don't let them fall, but we grow from them. B'simcha, we do tshuva b'simcha, like the Rashi Baal Shem Tov was always talking about, and Rabbi Nachman is always talking about, not tshuva b'atzos, but tshuva b'simcha. Then you take your past and it catapults you to help you for your future. And this is exactly what we learned from the halacha, from the Nazir. His the first days of over in Israel, he's tummy now. But you don't start I'm getting depressed. You start again. You use your past to be able to help you grow for your future. What a beautiful insight in starting over fresh and using your past. But just to add, I apologize. Rabbi Goldberg said right this right before Yontif. If you look at the Nesiv Shalom and the Torah on page Shin Lamentes, it says Shavuos is called of Yom Abikur Akrivcha Mincha Chadash Al Hashem. It's the day of the Bikurim. Bincha Chadash Al Hashem. He says that Shavuos is a man of Hischachus. It's a man of renewal. He says, I don't know what happened in the beginning or this or that, but Shavuos it puts in the DNA into the world of a man of Hischachus. Right? For us to be able to continue on, even if we mess up, it's a man of Hischachus. And for in the Sherer Brachos of Shavuos, we're mamash seeping into the Hischachus, starting over fresh, like Rabbi Nachman always saying, be able to start fresh. Don't wait for every day to start. Even throughout your days, be able to start again, start fresh. Take a moment, take a nap, whatever it is, and start fresh, start with the Hischachus. A beautiful insight from the Beis Yisrael, Rav Huttner, and the Nesiv Shalom. Moving on to idea number 5. Such a beautiful insight from the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer, Zayin Yurches, we're talking about the Karbanos of the Nesiim. And it looks like it's just another regular pasuk, but Ksav Sofer points at something so beautiful. Bayom Hashini Hikriv Nisana Ben Suar Nisi Yisachar. The second day, Nisana Ben Suar, the prince of Yisachar, offered his carbon. But it says Hikriv is carbon. No, he brought his carbon. It says Ksav Sofer Hikriv is carbon. It doesn't say that, but anywhere else, Hikriv is carbon. It says Rashi. Rashi says Bisor Shabbi Moshe Nadar Shematzasi Amar Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair Nisal Ben Suar Hisia Eitzazu. Because at the end of the day, Nitzana Ben Tzur gave the princess this idea to bring these offerings. Says Iksav Soifer, you know what Rashi's telling us here? It was actually his idea. It was Nitzana Ben Tzur's idea for the princes to be able to bring their karbanos. And because he had this idea for every nasi, for every shivit to be able to bring their own karban, he had a chelik in their mitzvah. But when it came to his karban, it says Hikriv is atzma. Why? Because it was his idea. But all the other days, it didn't say Hikriv is carbon because it wasn't their idea. And because it was his idea, to show you that it says it was his idea to be able to, that small, just you would think it would be such a small little idea, but ended up being tremendous ramifications. So he had a chelik in everyone, but when it came to his day, Hikriv is carbono. It says Hikriv is atmo. Hikriv is when he brought his carbon. And it says that the Torah wants to tell us this. The Torah makes sure to specify this, be able to show you that had ramifications forever. And he had the chelik in everyone, all the nesim, because it was his idea. And this is exactly what the Imre Emes says in his first Torah in Shavuos. For us to be able to realize, when you go through anything kadosh, we have to become changed people. Changed people. The pasuk says, Lech Elo'am Mikidash Mayom Amachar, today or tomorrow's daf. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells to Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the people to become holy and sanctified. Today and tomorrow they should separate from their families. Says the Imre Emes, when it comes to Judaism, when it comes to Yiddishkeit and holiness, we have to make sure we become different people. That Kedusha stays with us. That Yontif stays with us. That Sfira stays with us. That all the mitzvahs that stay with us. That's exactly what the pasuk was saying. Lech al am kidash mayom yochar, kidash mayom umachar, that it should last with you. And that's maybe that the whole any of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer was saying that maybe you just thought it was Natan ben Tzur, Hikriv is Karbano. No. It was his idea, and it had ramification. He had a chelik in everyone else's karbanos, but when it came to his karban, the pasuk says Hikriv is Karbano, because it was his idea. He made sure that it stayed with him, and it had tremendous ramifications for all of Klal Yisrael, for all time. Let's just review these five ideas. we start off saying from the Dibra Yol, why does it say Gam Heim by Gershon, Gnashon, Gam? We know Gam, Chazal tells us, a lesson of inclusion. Even though Gershon was the smallest, you might think that they're not important. Gam Heim, because every Jew is important. And that's what the Siva Shom calls from the Rebbe Melech, that every Jew is a Torah, every Jew is a letter in the Torah. And Gemara Menachos tells us that if the letter is missing, the whole Siva Torah is missing. And every Jew is important in the Rebbe Hashem's eyes. And that's what Rav Sadek HaKohen tells us, Kuf Nun Dalet, and Sikhus Tzadik, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote, Isakimo. We have to believe in ourselves, we have to believe in Hashem, just like we have to believe in ourselves, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a relationship with us. And Rav Hunter told us that the Avodah Zarah of our generation is the proper, not self-view, self-worth. What an amazing idea of the chashivas we have to have of each and every one of us to be a proud Jew, be able to make sure we have self-confidence in our learning and who we are. The Baal Shem Tov tells us why the Kohen have to bring with the sota she had to go with an uf, she had to put dust into the water, because we know that maim refers to Torah and ufa refers to humility. You can't have Torah without humility. Ein maim ala Torah, but he has to have an ufa with it. And that's what Rav Shachter said from Rav Soloveitchik. When he came to any new insight in Torah, he saw he became more humble. He became a different person. That's what Rav Tzadok tells us. Then once we become more humble, then the Torah can affect our lives. Torah imanova. The third idea was said from the Rabbi Yaakov Yavod of Razmin. What does it mean? Kol Yimei Israel. What's the pshat? All of his days. That from the beginning to end, he has the same inspiration. He has the same passion and drive and energy. And that's exactly said from the Irmei Emes later on in the parsha. By Pedal it says Bayom, and then it says Achrei after. What's Bayom and Achrei to tell you? Telling you really the same thing is because to tell you that even though it was Achrei, even though it was after all the Kabbalas and Nisim, he still felt Bayom. It still felt like it was the same first day where they brought the Karma to see him. That it was the same passion and the same drive and the same energy. What an important lesson when it comes to anything in life to be able to make sure we bring that passion and energy in driving our Avodas Hashem. The fourth idea was said from Rav Binaman, quoted the Beis Yisrael, Israel Hashem as Yimei Nizro and Vav Yabez, that when the Nazir has to start over, don't think you have to mope around. Your tummy starts getting sad. No, you start over and again, you start fresh. As the Gefurner says, Shem Yipol Sadek, you fall seven times, but you get up. Gefurner says, no, becoming a Sadek is when you get up and you learn from those mistakes. And the Siva Shom says that Mincha Chadash al Hashem, a Shavuos is the time of a Schach, just to start fresh, be able to start new. A great insight of making sure to start to do Tshuva B'Simcha and with a Schach. And finally, fifth and final idea, from the Ksav Sofer, why does it say in Zion, Yuchas Minutes, by Natan of Ansuwer, it says Hikriv is Karbono? Because Rashi and Ksav Sofer says because it was his idea to bring the Karmas and see him. And he had a Chalik in everyone because of that. But when it came to his Chalik, it says Hikriv is Karbono to be able to tell us that he thought maybe it was just a little thing that he did. No, Hikriv Karbono tells us that because it was his idea, he had a great ramification forever. And this is what the Emor Emes tells us, Kidashim Hayom Amachar. When you realize that you become holy today, make sure it lasts with you. Make sure you take Yontif with you. Make sure you take the Kedusha with you. As Be'ez Hashem, take these five ideas. The idea of the Gadol Chashivas Kol Yudit, proper self-confidence and self-view, self-worth. Torah Imanova, Torah with humility. Make sure we have the same drive and passion and energy and anything we have and be able to start fresh, even after we fail, with tremendous Hischadrus and tremendous Simcha, and to understand that we have to take the Kedusha with us wherever we go and become changed people. Every single mitzvah we do, we become a changed person. Even if we might think like such a small thing, we become a changed person by every mitzvah we do. Be'ez Hashem Shavizocha to a good and Zimmer, and Be'ez Hashem to be in Yerushalayim HaKodesh for the Yom Noram HaBa'aleinu L'Tov.